Let's listen together to the Passion of the Christ. I take the journey with you, for I share your doubts and fears a little while, that you may come to me who recognize the road by which all fears and doubts are overcome. We walk together. I must understand uncertainty and pain, although I know that they have no meaning. Yet a Savior must remain with those he teaches, seeing what they see, but still retaining in his mind the way that led him out and now will lead you out with him. And God's Son is crucified until you walk along the road with me. Until you walk along the road with me. We're going home, and I promise you that in this new interval of time, you will be in a better position to recognize the idea that you're here and that you're now with me. Now, I'm going to be reading a little more script to you about how this works in the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. You listen with me. My resurrection comes again each time I lead a brother safely to the place at which the journey ends and is for God. I am renewed each time a brother learns there is a way from misery and pain. I am reborn each time a brother's mind turns to the light in him and looks for me. I've forgotten no one. Help me now to lead you back to where the journey was begun, to make another choice with me. To make another choice with me. The script that is playing for you here now is an introduction to a very old idea of our return to this galactic association. And I want you to know that the idea that we made a decision to do it had to be based on a factor in which you are now totally involved, by the simple fact of the expediency of the hologram of light that's allowing you to watch the illusionary process of this data. And you're being able to see it for the first time. And while it's not real, it can give you a good definition of how we can verbalize together the idea of the physical resurrection of our Savior, Jesus of Nazareth. Listen. in joyous welcome is my hand outstretched to every brother who would join with me in reaching past temptation and who looks with fixed determination toward the light that shines beyond in perfect constancy. Give me my own, for they belong to you. And can you fail in what is but your will? I give you thanks for what my brothers are, and as each one elects to join with me, the song of thanks from earth to heaven grows from tiny scattered threads of melody to one inclusive chorus from a world redeemed from hell and giving thanks to you. And now we say amen. And now I'm going to say amen. For Christ has come at last to redeem us from the pain that we felt in regard to this. And now we say amen. For Christ has come to dwell in the abode you set for him before time was, in calm eternity. The journey closes, ending at the place where it began, and no trace of it remains. Not one illusion is accorded faith, and not one spot of darkness still remains to hide the face of Christ from anyone. Thy will is done, complete and perfectly, and all creation recognizes you and knows you as the only source it has. Clear in your likeness does the light shine forth from everything that lives and moves in you, for we have reached where all of us are one, and we are home where you would have us be. And we have reached where all of us are one, and we're at home where you would have us be. I am particularly happy because the manner in which you are going to address the idea of the circumstances of yourself, okay, and how you're going to be looking at this, are going to be a basic admission that you suddenly, and this is why it's called A Course in Miracles, you suddenly are in a different thought process than you were in a moment ago. He called this the unseen universe. Now, did I happen to open up to a page that's going to be seen? You'll notice that we're showing background ideas, all right, of storylines in our association with the littleness of where we become and where we have begun, the idea of actually looking through a process of determination that what we're seeing is so. The idea that you can now organize this into scenarios of self-recognition become increasingly important, very simply because all about God and you are the manner in which you can come to know yourself. Now, the reviews, we have about 12 minutes of reviews, all right, in which I'm going to tell you that the salvation of the universe, not just this little nothing place, depends on you, because the only one who can possibly be denied are the consciousness of self-recognition where you have come to know yourself. So say to me, I know myself.
I know myself.
I know you do. I know you do. Now, there I just saw somebody say, won't you come and look at, well, who is this guy? Wasn't he here, back in those moments ago? Why is he showing up? What you're going to discover that there's nothing actually new about what's occurring now. If all of you is only memory of ideas in which you have participated that are already over. Are you with me with that? Remember when you came here, you're coming here to celebrate, and we said to you, the celebration we will be having will be indications of reviews of what you know is true. Right. Now, you may notice that I'm going to increase the frequency, as you call this healing. All it actually is a slight variation in the photograph of how you're looking within the hologram at the light of the idea of obtaining a better pictorial alternative in the correction of a focus, all right, of why you would be here in your body association. That is, why are you here? How is it that you look, and for a second, and it's impossible, you don't know who you are, you seem to be in a different time and place than you're apparently supposed to be in. And this is the correction that we're offering you now on this idea of what we intend to do in this little interlude. Do you see that with me? Listen with me. This is called, you call it resurrection, in the sense that you're no longer bound up in a hologram of light that doesn't allow you to journey out into the universe. It's simply because you want to, and I know you want to. Okay? Listen with me now. Okay? Listen with me. We're going to meet again. We're going to meet again.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when. Sunny day.
Keep smiling. Oh, you look good.
Keep smiling through.
The guys we asked to come
like
to this
you
are very particular guys.
Always do, till the blue sky.
Are you a very particular guy?
Sure. Far away.
You were chosen specifically for the possibility of the power of your mind to understand that you're not in this little hologram of light that appears to bind you to the idea.
To know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song.
We'll meet again.
Don't know where. But I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
The light that you're beginning to experience are a part of this original 47 minutes sequence in which you decided perhaps you better take another look. You see, in other words, the freedom of you pausing for a moment in space-time on this direction are the only reason I'd have to do it, because you couldn't possibly know about this. This is a new experience for you, and it doesn't last long, but while it lasts, you're going to be happy. And in a moment, you're going to be fearful. In other words, if you're about to lose your body identity, and I assure you that you are about to lose your body identity, you could say to me, well, if I lose my body identity, I'll be dead. No, no. No, there's no way you're going to be dead. You can't die. You can change the factor of the embryonic association of light by which you identify yourself. But the thought that you're having about yourself are what God is. And you may not particularly like the idea, you may not even like the idea of God, but you're going to be a source of reality that has absolutely nothing to say about we all come from a single source. Yes, we all come from a single source. We all come from a single source of reality. Now, you listen to me for just a moment about the ancient promise that we have made in regard to the factor of a memory you have in your mind that's actually in you, but you're not able to recall it. And if you can't recall it, you can't know that it's there, and you will not believe it, it is there. And that, my friends, is what the idea of space and time are. Because this is the space and the time when you will actually have an event, okay, which for that moment is going to change you entirely. Now, what I'm going to try to do, I'm going to read you just a little bit of this. This is the one that you sent for, that you got in the mail. Do you remember getting this in the mail? Is that where you decided to come here? Of course, what do you think it is? How do you think that you could never mind all this stuff about what you think you are in regard to yourself. The entirety of the teaching of Jesus of Nazareth will be the honesty of the purity of what he says. Shall we? You want to look at it? He says, I love you. There's no qualified body. There's no sense in starting to get into a conversation with me about the love that our Savior has for us in regard to the common source that we can be. No, I'm not in mind training now, because the evidence of the energy that got you to come here indicate how far you actually are along with this. But let's look just an instant at the idea of the science of your mind and the thought patterns that you get that suddenly give you a feeling of great joy in the space that you seem to occupy. Listen, listen. An ancient promise will be kept. An exit portal from this infinitely small maze of space and time has been opened. Remember, time lasted but an instant in your mind with no effect upon eternity. And so has all time passed, and everything exactly as it was before the way to nothingness was made. Tiny tick of time in which the first mistake was made, and all of them within that one mistake held also the correction for that one, and all of them that came within the first. Here we go. And in that tiny instant, time was gone, for that was all that it ever was. What God gave answer to is answered and is gone. The idea of organizing yourself in here and now are ideas of attempting to bring you into moments of now. Obviously, the only time you can actually have an experience is now. Now, you like the antecedental idea of the possibility of now, but the idea that you could come into now, okay, you don't seem to be able to grasp. Shall I tell you why? You're afraid it'll be the loss of yourself. Here, all right, and now are actually identical terms. They're ideas of time and space. You see that? The idea of time and space. The miracle in the break that I'm going to perform in a particular song I'm going to do, and we call it miracle, may list for you the ideas of what you intend to do in what we call a miracle that is nothing but the shortening of time. You say, well, is it really that simple? It's really that simple. The only time you can possibly have is when?
Now.
Now. And the only place you can possibly have it is where?
Here.
Now, if you're not having it, you'll believe that somebody else has a time and place that is different than yours. That's impossible. The reason you have a grievance against him, the reason that you hold vengeance, the reason you're trying to get even with him is he's a picture of a reflection of light in which you can't identify yourself in relationship with what you want to be, because the reflection of you, okay, in the idea of the energy pattern that you're using, establishes a distance of thoughts about what you think you are. You listen with me. Okay, the universe out there is thought. It's not something else. Okay, now, when you're all alone, the reason you're feeling that fear now is just for a moment you admitted that you actually don't know who you are, why you're here, or how you got here. I'll try it again. You really have no idea who you are, why you're here, or how you got here. Now, the admission that this is true is the initial encounter with the certainty that you can open up within a particular place within your own mind where there will be an alternative to you that you close down because of the idea of the power of your mind to establish a distance of space-time reference. Do you see that? Now, what we're going to do is, I'm going to take this batch out. Okay. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to come back for you. You may remember me. Do you remember me? Yeah. I'll try something. If it's all in your mind, it's impossible that you're meeting somebody you do not know. You may not seem to know him. You may not want to know him. You may genuinely believe you don't know him. Obviously, you know him. There are no figures that you're going to organize within your own mind that will not tell you the manner in which ideas that you have about yourself do not leave their source. In other words, the source of you is a singular idea you have about yourself, and that the source of you is not separate from the effects by which you're performing yourself. And I don't need you to tell me you already know this. I know you already know it, yet you're afraid because it seems to have escaped you in the idea of what you wanted to do. Okay? Just a moment ago, when I came in here with you and we played for you going home. Now, I've been gone for this 1800 year cycle. Now, to you, 1800 years seems like a very long time. To me, it's just a moment. From the time that Jesus resurrected, you want to listen to me a little bit? From the time that he resurrected back in what you call 56 AD, and you began to tell stories of Corinthians and the Bible and seeing him reappear are all true things. And to you, they seem like a very long time ago. They weren't. They were yesterday. Now, this yesterday is identical to the idea of a memory you have about today. Now, all you really have to do is take the yesterday of your mind in the idea. Okay, we have 1 minute. Listen. Look to this day For it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lies all the realities and verities of existence. The bliss of growth, the splendor of action, the glory of power. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day.
Be able to see me as being very happy that they decided to let me come back for one more episode in the idea of the resurrection. And I'm using the term Jesus now because I'm obviously in a body form. Yeah. When I left, the passage of time was involved in the idea of the organization of my physical body. In other words, the healing that's going on here are reflections of light. Listen.
When my feeble life is over, time for me will be no more. God.
That when I left you, that it's still here and now. Now, the idea that you've changed your memory, listen, of what you want to remember will obviously be what you remember. Now, what I'm showing you is a reconfiguration of a light form in which perhaps, this is called healing, perhaps if you'll forgive me for all the grievances you think your body is going to perform, you'll be able just for that moment to be whole. Frequency of light, that may be for you your first experience of remembering, the idea that you are a body form in a particular time and place. Shall we say why? Most of you are advanced enough now in the idea of recognizing yourself, to know perfectly well there's nothing real here. You know perfectly well that the universe with billions of stars, remember when we showed you this picture, all right, of the unseen universe? Well, you know this isn't real. Now, the idea that you make it real in your own mind are inevitable because the power of your mind to make it real are why you're here. It's impossible the source of you is not singular in the universe without regard to the time or distance that it takes you to reorganize it in reflection of light that wouldn't allow you to see how actually real it is. Can you see that? In other words, the idea that this is going to be real can take on a whole new derivative for you. Huh? Do you like this shirt? Huh? Well, you see, you see me the last time I came by? Those of you, see, you can't meet somebody you don't know. Now, I understand that I have a particular assignment of energy frequency of how I appear as a featherless biped, of how I appear as a body formulation that perhaps are influencing you. Now, the perhaps that's involved in it are to what effect do you want to communicate with yourself in regard to what you think this is? That is, you obviously can't communicate with anybody but yourself. Now, the reflection you've been getting have allowed you to believe that something out there can tell you the factor of what you are. That's not true. Now, you know it's not true. Come on now. I'm going to spend about 3 minutes with the idea of addressing the idea you're afraid. Shall we? Okay, the music that you're hearing now are indications you have no idea who you are, how you got here, or what you intend to do. You have absolutely no idea of who you are. You can't. Now, that does not mean you do not organize it within a framework that's recognizable to you in a time and place that will be based on a past, are you going to listen to me, or a future reference, but it will always be within the cycle of here and now because the past and the future are actually exactly the same thing. That is, there's no distance between the cause of you and the effect of you. Oh, that's why you tell me that I'm God. I don't know what that means, but if it means that the ideas you're having about yourself have become a part of you, it's true. Now, if you don't want them anymore, does not mean you are not exercising a prerogative of what you want to see within a hologram of light that lets you believe it's true. Can you see that with me? Otherwise, why would you be here? Now, okay, I'm going to put my sweater back on. I want you to listen with me. And the music that you've been hearing in the background here is actually very beautiful. And I want you to look at the idea that I'll be loving you always with the thought that's true always.
I'll be loving you
with the things you plan
always.
With you know this.
A love that's true. Always.
When the things you plan.
When the things you plan.
Need a helping hand. Do I cry a lot during it? Oh yeah. Do I laugh a lot? Sure. I've only been back here 6 days.
Understand. Always. Always.
Days may not be fair.
Days may not be fair.
I'll be there.
That's when I'll be there. Always.
Not for just
now. Not for
there's a, thank you for that. Always has nothing to do with time. Always means all ways in the action of the way in which you conceive of it. So it's not really concerned about choosing between cause and effect, but only that you understand the power of your mind to decide that you want to see who you really are or why you're with me. Now, can I tell that you're beginning to feel it? Oh, sure. Now, what the only way you can really express this is to remember that the causation of it is actually not outside of your mind. Now, when the effect of you comes back in the idea of space, you will believe there's a space out there, all right, that is showing you what you are. That's not so. Actually, the space that is out there has already been included with you in what you want to say. Listen with me now. There's lovely music going on right there. Listen with me about what this says. Okay? Here. And now. Each day. And every minute in each day. And every instant that each minute holds. You but relive the single instant when the time of fear and terror took the place of love. And so you die each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and the present, which is really not a gap at all. Such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and onto life again, a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived because it's over and it's past and there is no link of memory to the past. And all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Look, forgive the past, let it go, for it's gone. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. There is no hindrance to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again a journey that was over long ago. Look gently on your brother and behold the world in which perception of your hate has been transformed into a world of love and life. Now, what you've done, what's going to increase in frequency in the idea of why we're doing this in a particular fashion are obviously the place that you're in has changed. Now, the idea that the place that you're in is changing all the time, you have actually known, but you've had to hold on to it because you were afraid of the loss of the place that you found yourself. Now, obviously, as we told you, it's impossible to meet a stranger. Now, you may decide you don't want to know him. You're tired of him. You're sick of him. Give me all the reasons you can think of. I don't care. What I'm doing, and I want you to understand, is a manner in which you're thinking now have the energy of light of purpose that will show you that the moment of the thought of yourself came into what appears to be a space and time in what you call your body, you're not actually occupying your body. That's why you're coming back here. Okay, come on now. This is from Master Jesus. The reason you're coming back here is you know that you resurrected. I'm going to do it again. The idea that that's 1900 years ago, All right, and that it's a memory you have in yourself, are simply guys you're going to begin to meet out on the street. Very simply, my friends, because 40,000 years is not actually a long time. The totality of time in which you exist as Homo sapien are only ideas you have of energy factors that allow you to surround yourself in various places in time. But obviously, if you can't increase the frequency to being able to journey out into the stars, what good is it going to do you? You have to be able to journey out in the stars. You listen with me. If you want, okay, you can leave. Well, I'm gonna try it again. If you want, you can leave this time and place. What persuaded you to come back? I'd like to think that I might have had something to do with it. They said suddenly to me, would you like to go to, and they named a section of time. Now, what I thought about at that time took me perhaps the veracity of making a connection on what that space and time was. It's impossible I didn't know it, and it's impossible, you call this the Holy Spirit, it's impossible that the idea of energy was not contained within me, okay? Can you see that? In other words, I don't know what the place is going to be, but it can actually be different than where I am here and now. Now, it may seem to me to be different, and it may be very different in the idea of the circumstances of time, but you remember, you're only talking about 40,000 years. You're not talking about 14,000 million. Now, that's how you know you can leave. Okay, listen with me. Will you listen? Just for a second. If I choose, I can depart this world entirely. It's obviously not death which makes this possible, but it is a change of mind about the purpose of the world. If I believe it has a value as I see it now, so will it still remain for me. But if I see no value in the world as I behold it, nothing that I want to keep as mine or search for as a goal, it will depart from me, for I have not sought for illusion to replace the truth. Listen, Father. My home awaits my glad return. Your arms are open, and I hear your voice. What need have I to linger in a place of vain desires and of shattered dreams when heaven can so easily be mine? Now, idea of the notation of the song that you're about to hear, okay, are going to be one that was particularly attractive to someone who suddenly just came here and said to they and said, have you played or tried to play this song? And I said, I haven't played that song in almost 1400 years. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't know it, but it means that the melody of the energy, okay, will allow you to recognize the anxiousness. Listen.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell.
Was that someone you?
Excuse me. Was that someone you?
Phew.
You may have longed for added strength, your courage.
Do not be discouraged.
Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you.
There is no secret.
It is no secret.
What love can do.
What God can do.
What He's done for others.
What He's done for others. He'll do for
good.
You.
Good. See?
With
That place is open. But until you saw it just then and got a little fearful, actually, and closed it down again, you don't have to do that. What I just read you is you can decide to live right now. Do you see that? In the hologram of light, in which you seem to be seeing yourself, listen.
For in his light, you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home.
Wherever you may roam.
Wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you. Take you at his promise.
Don't run away and hide.
Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do.
Where are you going? I have a journey I have to make.
What he's done
now,
for others.
I left.
Do for you.
What you recognize with me is the time and place you're in can be shortened so extensively that you can leave for a long period and then come back. Okay? And nobody will know you're gone. Now, is that what we're planning to do here in this little episode that you're having with me? Sure. Oh, sure. Here. Why are you buttoning your collar? Well, I got a formal attire I have to go to. Okay. When I first show up there, all right, I'm going to be greeted by strangers who come listen to me, who say to me, how'd you get here? You weren't due until, you see that? In other words, possibility, all right, is the idea of anticipation of something different. That's what a miracle is. You're at the point where you're anticipating a solution to what you know, very simply because at any time you don't know who you are, what you are, where you're going. Since that's impossible and the answer is in your mind, you answer it at that moment. And at that moment, you know perfectly well who you are, why you are, and what you're doing here. Now, obviously the problem you have is it can't become a part of the manner in the previous experience that you have because the reflection of light that you are associating with are giving back you ideas of what you want to see in the idea of the separation of cause and effect. That is very simply the vision of the reflection of light that you're getting are actually only in your own mind. Okay, they're not out there. Now, you remembered that just for a moment. How much time did you save? A lot more. Look with me. A lot more than you thought was possible. Why? Because it always is more than you think is possible. Now, it's only more than you think is possible for the moment. Because for you, come on now, it's the idea of a combination of cause and effect. And if cause and effect, as we define them, are actually singular in your mind, the cause of you is the effect of the universe, and that's how you can presuppose ideas of old association in which you go back to where the whole thing started and ended within your mind and what you want to see. The whole thing started and then ended in your mind and what you want to see. Okay? Listen with me.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
What a wonderful world.
I want to give a very personal, and I mean personal, thank you to you. As a friend of the resurrection, which is no, there's no mystery about it. You know that you were here only for that moment, and that you then left. What I'm saying is thank you. You ought to be able to hear this with me now. You're always in anticipation. It's always just about to happen, because in space-time, you cannot believe there's a past and a future reference. And the closest you can get to that, okay, would be a comparison of yourself of here and now. Look at. Welcome to this new place. Welcome to this time in which you know that you're not this body association, and that you can escape anytime you want, because the power is within your mind. The power is within your mind. Is this what you've been looking for? Is this a memory that you have in your mind about what's going to happen here now? Okay? Is this a memory of what's going to happen? Sure. I'm not going to leave you for very long. Now, the length of time that I am gone will have no effect on you whatsoever. Now, the reason it won't is, when you've increased that frequency within your own mind, you understand that the entire power of the universe is actually in you. The idea of self that you are in the identification of yourself are what the power of God is. And the idea that you're reassociating out in the universe with this are the manner in which you decided to perform it. And I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Never mind how you know. That's why it's a miracle. It's a different manner of thinking in the energy field that you're identifying as yourself. As yourself. God bless us, everyone.